كل الأخبار المتعلقة بالتكنولوجيا والشركات الناشئة يوم بيوم في برنامج تك بالعربي على سماشي تي في.
صباح الخير وأهلا وسهلا فيكم ببرنامجكم تك بالعربي، معكم أنا هالة بسام ومعنا بخلف الكواليس علي وشهير. وبداية قبل ما نبدأ نشرتنا اليوم خليني أخبركم عن أهم العناوين. اليوم بدنا نحكي عن دعوة ضد ميتا بلاتفورمز وأيضا مايكروسوفت اللي عم تعلن عن موعد مؤتمرها الجديد وسويفتلي اللي حصلت على تمويل جديد. وبداية أكيد بدنا نحكي عن عملاقة التكنولوجيا ومواقع التواصل الاجتماعي، تحديدا عم نحكي عن شركة ميتا بلاتفورمز. رفعت دعوى قضائية ضد شركة ميتا بلاتفورمز بزعم بناء طريقة للالتفاف على الضمانات اللي أطلقتها شركة أبل تحديدا العام الماضي لحماية مستخدمي آيفون من تتبع نشاطهم على الإنترنت. وفي دعوى جماعية رفعت تحديدا يوم الأربعاء في محكمة اتحادية في سان فرانسيسكو، اتهم 2 من مستخدمي فيسبوك الشركة بالالتفاف على قواعد خصوصية أبل لعام 2021 وأيضا انتهاك قوانين الولاية والقوانين الفيدرالية أيضا اللي بتحد من جمع الغير المصرح له للبيانات الشخصية. وقد رفعت الدعوة أيضا مماثلة في نفس المحكمة الأسبوع الماضي. ويشار إلى أن الدعوتين بيستندوا على تقرير صادر عن الباحث في خصوصية البيانات فيليكس كراوس أيضا اللي قال أن التطبيقين التابعين لشركة ميتا، طبعا عم نحكي عن فيسبوك وإنستغرام، على نظام التشغيل iOS من أبل بيضخوا كود جاف لسكريبت كود جافا سكريبت في مواقع الويب اللي بيزورها المستخدمون. وقال أيضا أنه الكود سمح للتطبيقين بتتبع أي شيء بتفعله على أي موقع ويب بما في ذلك كتابة كلمات المرور أيضا. طبعا هذا الأمر يعني خطير جدا. وردا على التقرير أقرت متى أنه تطبيق فيسبوك بيراقب نشاط المتصفح، ولكنها نفت أنه بيجمع بيانات المستخدمين بشكل غير قانوني. ووفقا للدعاوى فإن جمع متى لبيانات المستخدم من تطبيق فيسبوك بيساعدها بشكل كبير على التحايل على القواعد اللي وضعتها أبل في عام 2021 واللي بتطالب جميع تطبيقات الجهات الخارجية بالحصول على موافقة المستخدمين قبل تتبع أنشطتهم سواء كان عبر الإنترنت أو خارجها أيضا. وأدت تغييرات الخصوصية اللي أجرتها أبل إلى تفويت قدرة متى على جمع بيانات المستخدم، طبعا عم نحكي من مستخدمي iOS، مما كلفها 10 مليارات دولار في عامها الأول. ويشار إلى أنه تطبيق فيسبوك عم بيتحايل على قواعد خصوصية أبل من خلال فتح روابط الويب في متصفح داخل التطبيق بدلا من المتصفح الافتراضي وفقا لشكوى اللي أقاموها يوم الأربعاء. ووفقا للدعوة بيسمح هذا لمتى باعتراض ومراقبة وتسجيل تفاعلات المستخدمين وأيضا اتصالاتهم مع أطراف ثالثة وتوفير البيانات إلى متى اللي بتجمعها طبعا بتحللها وبتستخدمها لزيادة إيراداتها الإعلانية. وهي من أحد أكبر المشاكل اللي بتجي على شركة متى، موضوع الخصوصية واللي هو أمر شائك جدا تحديدا بالفترة الأخيرة. أما إذا بدنا ننتقل إلى خبرنا التالي وأيضا في الحديث أكثر عن عالم التكنولوجيا، أعلنت الآن شركة مايكروسوفت عن موعد مؤتمر سيرفس اللي من المقرر أنه ينعقد خلال شهر أكتوبر المقبل. وأيضا تم تسمية المؤتمر باسم مايكروسوفت فول 2022 إيفنت وسوف ينعقد يوم 12 أكتوبر تحديدا. ومن المتوقع أنه تكشف مايكروسوفت النقاب عن عدد من أجهزتها الجديدة طبعا، واللي بتتضمن دعوة مايكروسوفت لحضور الحدث صورة تشبه ورق الحائط بألوان مائية وعبارة عن Save the date أو احفظ التاريخ مكتوبة بواسطة قلم سيرفس. وبتأتي الدعوة بعد ساعات فقط من ظهور العديد من الشائعات حول جهازي سيرفس برو 9 وأيضا سيرفس لابتوب 5، ولا تزال التفاصيل حول ما ستكشف عنه مايكروسوفت في هذا الحدث غير معروفة حتى الآن. ولكن يتوقع أيضا أنه تعلن عن اللابتوب الجديد سيرفس لابتوب 5، وسوف يصل سعر الجهاز بشاشة قياس 13.5 بوصة إلى 1180 دولار، بينما نفس الجهاز بشاشة 15 بوصة فسوف يصل إلى سعر 1475 دولار. أما عن خبرنا الأخير وفي الحديث أكثر عن عالم الشركات الناشئة، تمكنت منصة التجارة الإلكترونية سويفتلي سيستمز من جمع 100 مليون دولار أمريكي في جولة استثمارية سيريس سي بقيادة بي آر في كابيتال مانجمنت، لتساهم هذه الجولة برفع تقييم الشركة إلى مليار دولار، وتكون آخر شركات التكنولوجيا والتجارة الإلكترونية تحديدا المنضمة لقائمة اليونيكورن. تأسست الشركة عام 2018 تحديدا لتقدم حلول التجارة الإلكترونية عبر منصة متكاملة تجمع أدوات للإدارة وتحليل الأداء وإنشاء الإعلانات أيضا، بالإضافة إلى ذلك أكيد بالتالي جذب العملاء، وبتركز في مهمتها على تحسين تجربة شراء الزبائن مما بيمنح المتاجر قبول أكبر. كما بتساعد المتاجر الصغيرة أيضا على تحقيق أكبر استفادة من التجارة الإلكترونية ومواجهة المتاجر الكبيرة دون الحاجة للكثير من الإمدادات. ويشار أيضا إلى أن الشركة تمكنت في مارس الماضي من جمع 100 مليون دولار أمريكي في جولة سيريس بي، وقد رفعت من خلال الجولة الجديدة قيمة مع استثماراتها إلى 215 مليون دولار أمريكي منذ تأسيسها، وأصبحت الآن تعتبر من أحد الشركات اليونيكورن. هذه كانت كل أخبارنا الصباحية لليوم، خليكم معنا بعد الفاصل مقابلتنا مع أستريت مديرة الفن والتصميم، خليكم معنا ولا تروحوا لبعيد.
Okay guys, we love smashy business news, but Augustus Media is much more than that.
That's right, we are a content house, and along with smashy, Augustus Media creates heaps of content, like the Love in Dubai show.
I'm Casey, that's Simran, we're your hosts of the Love in Dubai show.
And we're back with our guest in the studio, Astrid, art manager. How are you today?
Good. Thank you, Hala, for having me today. It's a pleasure to see you.
Thank you so much for being with us. We would like to speak today about art, but also art and technology, and especially with the launch of your new app. So if you can tell us more about it.
Yes, definitely. But before getting into the heart of the topic, I would like to give to you a little surprise.
Is it a phone?
Right, despite what you might think, this is not the new Apple's iPhone 14. But please open it. It's a little souvenir from last night.
Oh, cute.
Because last night, as you said, we launched a new project.
A very, very exciting.
Yes, yes.
Stay curious. I love that.
Stay curious, exactly. So this is a new project.
Amazing.
Yeah. That I've been working on for 1 year, and there it is.
Can I smell it? Ooh, it smells so good.
So you see, it's about merging art and tech in a very tasty way.
Is it chocolate? Is it?
It is. Oh, it really
wow.
is. Yes. So this is just to give you an overview of what this new project, this new mobile application is about.
I love the idea to start with, and it is like creates curiosity. So tell us more, please, about it.
Exactly. So as I said, this is a project, a very exciting project that I've been working on for 1 year to enhance the guest experience at Hotel Indigo Dubai Downtown through this mobile application, which allows you to discover the whole collection of art that we have on display. So we exhibit emerging artists from the Gulf region and beyond, and it's very eclectic in terms of techniques, nationalities. So now we invite everyone to come and enjoy virtually, you know, for them to do their own tour at their own pace. They can read, listen, and explore all the art through this application on one platform.
That's amazing. Why did you decide it is important to launch an app about art?
Well, again, this is really to enhance the guest experience because, you know, today the hospitality industry is quite competitive, right?
Very.
So the idea is to give guests and visitors an added value to their stay with us, you know, to provide them with new experiences. And art is truly an endless source for new experiences. And today we live in a digital world, right? So the idea was really to connect the art, the hospitality, and the technology industry all together on one platform. And this is making the exploration pretty easy because it uses augmented reality. So you can scan the work at the hotel and you can discover all about the artist and the work and the collection.
That's amazing. Do you think it will take over the reality on the real life experience as well?
No, I don't think so. I think it really enhances the experience. Again, like easy exploration for you to do your own tour at your own pace and to explore in a different way. It's very interactive and yeah, I think it's amazing.
That's amazing. Tell us more, how long you've been in the art industry?
Wow, so actually I've always been firmly rooted in the art world from a very young age, to be honest. I remember dragging my parents, my sisters and brother to museums, art galleries and fairs to really open their eyes and show them that art can be really cool, you know, because as many of us, they did feel quite intimidated by art, right? Like they thought they did not have the knowledge to appreciate art, but everyone can appreciate art. So this really led me to become a storyteller.
Amazing.
And to promote and sell artists, a skill that I developed also when I studied art market management in Paris, in my hometown, and then, yeah, leading me to Dubai, after all, you know, to contribute to the growth of the art scene here.
How did it change from before till now? And especially, I think now a lot of changes happened, especially during COVID and things like
that.
Tell us more, how did that affect
that? Well, you know, I feel that Dubai has a very vibrant art scene, the UAE in general, actually. Mm. And you can feel that even the government is working really hard towards placing Dubai as the new arts hub, right, worldwide. And they are doing an amazing job. Like, they have led so many beautiful initiatives during COVID time, actually. I remember they launched a long-term cultural visa for all artists and designers and innovators to come to Dubai to be able to get an opportunity to really contribute to growing the city and the country and the cultural fabric of the country, really. So I think they are doing an amazing job, and I'm pleased to be here at that time, you know, to also contribute. And this is what I love, one of the many reasons why I love Dubai and the country.
That's very good, because I wanted to ask you, like, what are the differences? Because I'm sure there are cultural differences and everything, but in the art industry and the art sector in particular, between like Dubai, the MENA region, and then you've been in France and you've been in other countries as well.
True. Yeah, I used to work also for the Federation of Canadian Artists, actually, all the way to Vancouver, you know, Canada. And no, I can say that here there is a very multicultural aspect and a very nice mix, you know, the combination between the cultures from the West, the cultures from the East, and all come together, you know, and I just think it's so wonderful. I feel that the country is very tolerant, open-minded, and people feel comfortable, you know, to really, you know, share their cultural differences that really enrich one another.
And also art is like teaches us that, like acceptance of differences and everything, because
really
every
does.
Artist is like totally different from the other.
It's true. Yeah, exactly. And as I always like to say, art is really, again, open, and it's a very powerful communication tool. You can really spread the words, you can make statements through art, you know, and I think this is wonderful to be able to express yourself, and artists are doing this, you
100%.
Know.
100%. And what it's beautiful as well here in the UAE, that they're taking like 10 steps forward, going into the metaverse and like having NFTs as well. So even artists are going into that digital as well transformation.
Definitely.
What do you think about it?
I think it's great to be able to explore, you know, explore different mediums, different ways of communicating. And, you know, like as, you know, human being, we are always looking for innovation. We are driven by innovation, right? We're always looking at the latest trends to see the new things or discover new things. So I think it's amazing to be able to have this vision and, you know, to really go in the future.
Yeah, and we're seeing, you know, because maybe sometimes in real life, you need an exhibition to like display your art and things like that. But having the opportunity for the virtual world and the digital world, that allows everyone to see your art, take a look at it, and even promote it as well.
Exactly. And this really is actually my mission at Hotel Indigo Dubai Downtown, to really make art accessible and celebrated by everyone. And you know, being a hotel opens up opportunities because we welcome people from all around the world, from all walks of life, and it makes really arts open, you know, and it's comfortable. So people feel less intimidated. They come to the hotel, they enjoy breakfast or an afternoon tea, and they get a true cultural experience. Because again, every floor is dedicated to one beautiful artist. So you have a whole collection of over 200 original pieces of art that were created exclusively to become part of this collection.
Nice.
It really is a museum. The idea was to transform the hotel into a museum.
That's a beautiful
And I think this
experience.
Is accomplished. Mission accomplished.
For sure. Is art for everyone?
It really is, yeah. Yes. And art can be anything, right? Look around you. I mean, art is part of your daily basis. It's part of your daily life, you know? And I believe also that we all are artists in mm-hmm. a way. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you get dressed, you know, you make creative decisions. True. Like, why would you wear this and that?
Yeah.
So we all are artists, and art is all around, really. It's a way of looking at things. It's yeah. a way of, yeah, perception.
Exactly. So talking about the app is available in Google Play App Store as well for people exactly. to have it. The launch was yesterday.
Yes.
So tell us more. How was it? And what plans do you have for the app?
Yesterday was just amazing, really. It was beyond what I could expect, really. The turnout and the event itself was amazing. And what I loved was the synergy. I could see a lot of familiar faces, again, from different walks of life, coming together, interacting around art. Some art lovers, some new, you nice. Know, like beginners.
Yeah.
And it was just, yeah, a really, really nice vibe. So as you said, it is available on Apple Play Store, mm-hmm. Apple App Store
yeah.
and Google Play Store. So for everyone to download. And it is a complimentary experience for in-house guests when you stay at the hotel with us. So you get this new experience. And it is open for everyone to come and enjoy as part of, again, a breakfast, afternoon tea, something nice and, you know, to get the full immersive experience.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And best of luck. I'll enjoy my chocolate now.
Please do enjoy. And I look forward to seeing you at the hotel
for
to get
sure.
the experience together.
For sure. Thank you
Thank
so
you,
much. Thank you. شكرا لكل الناس اللي تابعتنا كانت معنا أستر كنا عم نحكي عن الفن وكيف عم يتجه بناحية التكنولوجيا أيضا والرقمنة بشوفكم أنا يوم الاثنين بنفس الموعد نهاركم سعيد جميعا
مثل ما وعدناكم أخبار جديدة ومقابلات مع رواد أعمال يوميا في برنامج تك بالعربي على سماشي تي في حملوا التطبيق الآن